I will say that we have reflected on some of the polling that has occurred this election season, specifically in the state of Alaska. Some of that has been above average in terms of the ratings for the pollsters. But when this poll comes out, and the New York Times, I think, has said it's on their schedule for release on Friday morning. So actually, like, when this episode airs, I would encourage people who are curious about it to just go online and check out the most recent New York Times Siena poll, because it is scheduled to come out around 9 o'clock in the morning Alaska time on Friday. And when that poll is released, it will be by far the highest rated and highest quality poll of Alaska this election season. So normal caveats, don't trust just one snapshot poll. It's far more reliable to look at polling averages, but in a weighted polling average that takes into account the quality of the polling group, this poll in particular will have a big effect on what the polling averages look like and what the forecasts look like for presidential race in Alaska, Senate race, House race in Alaska. Just to be clear right now, I think that they give Joe Biden and Al Gross and Elise Galvin the challengers in all three of those races. I think that current modeling shows them as between 20% and 30% likelihood to win.
So what are you anticipating? What are you going to look for when those polls release? How close the House race is? How close the Senate race is? Is it 1 point versus 5 points in either direction? How close the president? I mean, we're expecting it to be close, right? So what is exciting you about? I mean, on the one hand, this is going to be a high quality poll. So that's exciting because it feels like, though it's only one poll, and we should contextualize that, it's a high quality poll. So it's hopefully more accurate look at exactly what the state of the races are. But what are you anticipating? What are you going to look for when the polls release on Friday?
I guess it's just a question of whether it will continue the trend lines for those races getting closer than we would normally expect in a general election year in Alaska. I think the last three or four polls for that House race have shown Galvin up by a point or two. For the forecast, of course, there are other factors that go into forecasting these races. It's not just based on polls, but polls are a major part of it. They also look at historical factors and economic, you know, predictors and that sort of thing. So the forecasts that I've been looking at, including 538, still have Elise Galvin as a underdog, but not a big one. And that goes for both Joe Biden and Al Gross too. So in both of those races as well, statewide, I expect that the poll numbers will be close. If the New York Times Siena poll shows Al Gross with any kind of lead, that will be one of the few polls that have shown that. And if it shows Joe Biden with any kind of lead, I think that that would be the first poll of Alaska that shows that. I'm not anticipating that or speculating that that's going to occur, but it seems like it's a possible result.
I mean, one thing that I guess I look for is, like you mentioned, trend lines. I look for momentum, where the momentum is over time, like which candidates and which races are seeing the greatest gains consistently. Do you think that Gross, Biden, and Galvin, that all of their fates are tied to one another in terms of the likelihood of their winning? Shouldn't they all have exactly the same rate of likelihood of defeating incumbents that are in office? If not, why not, if they're different? And then my other question is whether or not you think the Republicans' primaries, state primaries, where many Republican incumbents all around the state, in our local area, I'm thinking of John Coghill, for instance, you know, but others in the Anchorage area also were, they lost their primary races to challengers to their right. So a lot of the moderate Republicans lost in those Republican primaries in the state. Now, do you think that that's a sign of something that we should look for in terms of the Friday poll that when it gets released?
Typically, I think in most any state, I think you would expect some entanglement for candidates of the same party. I will point out, of course, that neither Al Gross nor Elise Galvin are Democrats. They're independent candidates, but it's not foolish to think that most Democrats will vote for those two and most Republicans will not. But that being said, I think that there are differences between the individuals on the ticket. People are passionate about Donald Trump. Both supporters and people who are not supporters are passionate about Donald Trump. Don Young has been in office for a very long time, and I think he has very high name recognition. Dan Sullivan is running for only his second term as a senator, so his name recognition could be lower. I suspect that it's lower without looking at poll numbers specifically about that. So those are all differences in those races. And so while I do expect some correlation between the partisan votes for those candidates, I don't think that it will be exactly the same. And I think that that accounts for the slight differences in their likelihoods of winning, of the way that those races are going to turn out. You know, the state legislature is really interesting. I think it's a big unknown. Of course, there hasn't been high quality polling of, you know, what's going to happen in the general in most of those races. You know, it seems right. We've talked about it on the program before that people who are further, I think, to the right in the primary had success. I think that was sort of the story of the primary more than anything else. So we're back to kind of a Tea Party era where it seems like people who are at either the, I don't want to say fringes or extremes, although I think that that's probably accurate. But those are all people, I think, based on the fact that Alaska tends to be a Republican state, and those are the Republicans in the races, that they all stand a pretty good chance of success.
Alexander Hirsch is a professor of political science at UAF, and Nate Bauer directs the UA Press. I'm Robert Hannon.